Well, hello, everybody.
What?
I'm here with Mr. Connor Goff. We're trying to figure out college stuff, and it's not working.
Absolutely not.
And I feel bad for him, because it's kind of ridiculous. Why can't they make these internet sites good and useful? You know what I'm saying?
The problem is, when it rains in Argentina, everything fails.
Everything, even the internet and the offices. Internet.
The people.
Yeah. It's okay.
How are we bearing patience?
My patience is at a very, very low point. Everything.
There we go. We're getting there.
I think it's working now.
All right.
Well.
There we go. We're getting there.
Woohoo! Man, this oh, like makes me never want to ever start.
Boost.
Wait, you gotta put numero de corso.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
This is one.
This makes me literally never want to take college classes ever again in my life.
I've never
gone to college. Wait, versecciones. Do that. Do you want to do 10-10 or do you want to do...
Nice done. Yeah.
Do you have to take a...
Oh, that would be perfect at 10 o'clock.
Wow, this is actually a cool website. It's got like everything there.
Yeah, I want the UVU.
BYU. Yeah.
What?
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Yeah,
that's fine. Say something about BYU, but...
It's alright. Well, on a more spiritual missionary part of things, this week was a good week. Other Goff went out to Varela and kicked butt with other Espinosa. No cierto?
Sí.
Sí, my buddy. But no, so this week was a good week. It was kind of like a long, short week because, like, this week we did all of the interviews. Not all of them, but we did, like, half of them in the missions. So, like, we started out on Tuesday. We did interviews in Avellaneda Uno. So we went up to, like, we went up to the stake center in Avellaneda, and we talked with all of the elders there. That we do interviews, and then we also do practices with the elders. And so, like, this practice that we were doing, this transfer, is about the commandments. Like, we're teaching the law of chastity and the word of wisdom, and we're seeing, like, how the missionaries are teaching it, and we're trying to get the missionaries comfortable teaching that lesson in, like, the first lesson. Like, If somebody, like, if we're out in the street and we see somebody smoking, like, we can start talking to them about, like, the word of wisdom and the blessings that they'll receive if they keep the word of wisdom. And, like, it's kind of cool. Me and my comp, we saw some cool blessings with that. Because one of the days this week we were walking and we went to a future contact that we had, and we started talking to him. Or we knocked on the door, but then this other guy came out, and we, like, kind of talked a little bit, and then, like, out of nowhere, he kind of just told us that, like, he had a problem with cigarettes, that it was hard for him to stop smoking and stuff. And so then we were just like, hey, well, do you want to stop smoking? Like, that's one of the things that we do as missionaries, is we help people change their lives and quit smoking and be able to, like, be able to... us do those changes, hacer los cambios,
make the changes
in their lives that they need to make. And it was just kind of cool because then he was saying that he was interested in what we could do to help him, because he said, like, he had never talked with the missionaries before, but he had tried, like, a couple years ago to stop smoking, and he wasn't able to. And so it was really cool. We were able to talk with him about that, and it was really cool. Like, because from the very first visit, we were already telling him about, like, the commandments and how he can receive blessings in his life by keeping the commandments. So we're gonna go past him again this week and try to help him out. So yeah, and then Wednesday we did Avellaneda 2. their interviews. That was good. It was kind of quick. But good. Then we went to Berazategui, and like where Villa España is. So that was cool because I was able to go back to the old stomping grounds in Villa España. Did you guys eat with Familia Cordia again?
Absolutely.
They're the best family ever. I want to go and do like intercombs with the Zone Leaders on a Sunday night just so I can go see him again. But no. Let's see. Then Friday we went to Quilmes and we did the interviews here, which was fun.
Best P-Day.
What do you have to say?
Those kids in there are just so funny. Yeah, they're Calhoun and they're Benny Cozy and they're running the same patch. Oh
my god. So what happened?
They just go off about
Quad Kid Cosa, dude.
Like what?
It's working out for you?
Other Benny Cosa just told us his life dating story. As his girlfriend Steve cheated on him 3 times.
Other Benny Cosa? That kid has the worst luck I've ever.
Well, no, it's just like, the chick's crazy.
Yeah, I'll never go after that again. Anyways, but we were walking down, because I thought like, he just got a funny laugh. Like, just a funny kid.
What the heck?
Oh, yeah. And you know, other Luna.
Because it goes, I'm going to get a steel boot, and I'm going to get you the goods.
Yeah, he was saying that if he goes and marries her after the mission. He's like, before your wedding, I'm going to track you down. Grab a steel boot and kick you as hard as I can. I'm good. And marry that woman.
And then the Benny Cosa says, well, you're not going to find me. He's like, well, how not? I'm going to go to the temple. It won't be that temple.
He's like, I'll ask your mother.
She won't mind. She won't mind. I'll
ask your mother.
Bench, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of good stuff up there.
Yeah, you got to tell him at the very end what happened.
Okay, so then I'm leaving. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going home, and I'll be in Provo one day. I'm like, where's your girlfriend? Oh, she's in BYU Provo. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'm going to go see her. And I'm going to take out a few dates and get to know her. And then I'll write you. Like, just like joking.
Yeah.
As walking away, the Calhoun just is losing it. Just getting so happy. He's just laughing. He's just like, and then I'm like, and then it's going to be Christmas. And you know what Christmas means, right? Mistletoe. Another Benny Cosa just is like, just looking at me, just like, because I'm joking. Let's take something looking serious about it. Like, I thought he's bent over. Bent over. Laughing. On his chair.
So funny.
I feel like I'm just down here working on my stupid pen drive, like, having an aneurysm. And you guys are upstairs so having a good time.
Walmart.
Just like the weird.
Let's go to Walmart.
Where's
the
other Romero at? We're shopping. Got to go to the bank and take some money.
Hey, where's
the
other Romero?
Other Romero?
Right there?
Looks like they're right.
They're right, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's working.
We just had to hit refresh like 10 times. That worked at the end.
Dude, those kids are so funny.
Hey, but you have to make sure like where your classes are. Like if that's on one side of the campus and that's on the other side.
I don't know where the classes are.
You're going to have a problem.
What are you talking about? You want a bike.
Because like that's like you're going to have like a 10-minute break between English and biology.
Yeah.
And I just would imagine that they're not going to put English and biology in the same building.
I'm trying to work on my physique, and I think that running to class will help.
Okay, you got a point. All right, well, another topic. No, so, like, this week has been a really good week. We've been trying to help out with, like with the areas with how the missionaries are doing. Like luckily it's going smooth, the transfer so far. This week we weren't able to, like, the mission wasn't able to baptize as many people. But they found quite a few. So we're excited to see how we can end the month. Because our goal is to get 100 baptisms in a month, so we're gonna get it, right?
Yeah. Of course we are.
Yeah, duh. Duh.
Of course.
But yeah, so then, let's see, Saturday morning, we went to the coast. We went down to Pinamar because they had their district conference. And so we we trekked over there with Present, the Hermana Quinceañera, and me and my comp. That was really cool. I've never went to the coast, so it was really cool to be able to go down there. It was a really quick trip because we only went down on we went Sunday morning. We did the interviews all day. I was at like the church all the whole day doing the interviews, and then Sunday morning we had church, and then after church we had a couple interviews in the church, and then we went home. So it was just kind of like there and back.
I just had to sign in.
But it was cool. Like, I was able to meet a couple missionaries down there, a couple missionaries I hadn't seen in a while. The practices went really good. It was great. Like, the only thing is, like, being in the offices is just kind of weird. Not, like, because we have our own area, but, like, with the interviews and stuff, like, we don't get into our area until, like, 6 o'clock, 7. Sometimes like 8, so it's like we have to really maximize the efficiency that we have in our area in the night, but I think like after this week it'll get a little bit better because we'll be doing the making a recording. Do you have something to say?
What for?
For our family.
Oh,
come on, other fam. Fox, you got something to say?
I don't really have a lot, you
know. Okay, it's okay, it's fine. I don't really either. So yeah, I don't remember what I was saying, but yeah, I think next week will go a little bit better for us. What else, man? What else is going on, Elder Goff?
Did you know that your dad coached my cousins in football?
Oh yeah, that's right. You told me. Dad, do you remember coaching Elder Goff's cousins? I guess you're not going to respond to that, so that was kind of a weird question. But if you do remember, that's cool. Hey, you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to go on to Rate My Professors or something, and you can see which teachers are good teachers. That's an important aspect of this whole process.
Just want, you know,
do you not
glasses on. I don't care.
Like, do you not remember that, though? No. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's called, like, Rate My Professors or something. You can search up, like, you can say Anderton Neal, and then you can just like search him, see if he's like a jerk, if he's a good guy, if he's like really strict, if he teaches well, if he doesn't give you homework, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Hannes knows.
Look at you.
So yeah. Let's see. I've been thinking a little bit about school, which is weird. I don't like doing it. But I've just been really trying to figure out what I need to do. I've been thinking about BYU a lot lately. So I'm going to have to really make it a matter of prayer and get my applications in and see where I get accepted and stuff. But whatever, this is all stuff that doesn't matter yet. It's been a good time here in the offices. I'm liking it. I would like a little bit like more time to work in the area and work with the members and our investigators and stuff. Just because it just kind of feels weird, like different, more kind of like what life will be like after the mission, I feel like. But it's been good, though. I can't complain. I really like working with President. President's just a wonderful man, just really inspired. And I've learned a lot of things. Like, it was really cool driving down to the coast. We had, like, 4 hours in the car, and we were just, like, talking about him and his work and just, like, cool experiences he had. It's cool. Like, just, like, a lot of really cool experiences that are pretty awesome to end my mission. We were teaching a family. Oh, this is something I want to say. So we're teaching this family. Roberto is the guy, and Micaela is the mom. And Roberto, we go to his house, and we gave him the Book of Mormon. We told him to read. We had a really good lesson with them. And then we come back like the next time, and we ask him if he'd read the Book of Mormon, and he's like, He's like, yeah, so I was reading the other day and I had like this weird thing happen to me. And we're like, oh, really? What happened? He's like, no, like I was reading and I like felt like somebody like was like pulling on my earlobe. Like he started doing like pulling on his earlobe like this. And I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. And then it felt like they were like brushed their hand on like my neck. And I'm like, oh, really? Like that's interesting. He's like, yeah. I was like, well, was it like a good feeling? And he's like, yeah, it was like a really good, like peaceful feeling. Like I felt like good while I was reading the book. And we're like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Like that was the spirit telling you that what you're doing is true. Like that's what God wants for you. And he's like, yeah, no, that's why I keep reading the book. Like it's really helping me out a lot. It was just like super crazy. And then the next like day went past and apparently one of his like close family members passed away. And so we just like reaffirmed it of just like that he needed to keep reading to give him the strength to be able to keep doing what he's doing. And to just like be able to overcome the trial of losing a family member. But it was just like really cool, like a really cool spiritual experience. That's like the one thing I have seen here in Quilmes is like whenever like we have interviews and stuff that go all day and like maybe we're only in our area from like 6 until like 9, but like in those 3 hours, like if we just go out and work hard, like we see a ton of miracles. It's been pretty awesome, some of the experiences that we've had. But no, I'm loving what we're doing. I'm excited. We're excited for this week. We're going to go back to La Plata, do interviews with La Plata. We have to get ready. Elder Teixeira is coming for a big sound conference. We have to get that all ready. But we're excited. It's going to be great. So yeah. I don't really know what else to say. Just know I love you guys tons. I have a cool part of the Book of Mormon. So I'm reading in Mosiah. Isaiah 26, 27 is what I read today. I love this. So I love Mosiah 27. I've always loved it, about the conversion of the sons of Mosiah. But I love... I love like how it ends, because like it goes on in the beginning about what like all the bad that they were doing, and then the angel comes and like commands them to repent. They repent and they become amazing missionaries, right? But I like what it says here in 35, 36, and 37. It says, "And they traveled throughout the land of Zarahemla and among all the people who were under the reign of King Mosiah, zealously striving to repair all the injuries which they had done to the church, confessing all their sins and publishing all the things which they had seen, and explaining the prophecies and the scriptures to all who desired to hear them. And thus they were instruments in the hands of God in bringing many to the knowledge of the truth, yea, to the knowledge of their Redeemer. And how blessed are they, for they did publish peace, they did publish good tidings of good, and they did declare unto the people that the Lord reigneth." And I like that scripture because, like, as a missionary, there's a lot of times where I find myself, like, kind of measuring up a little bit, and, like, do I really feel like I'm an instrument in the hands of God, like it says, in bringing many to the knowledge of the truth, and, like, when, like, I just know that that's what, like, our purpose is here, is we're just helping people come to the knowledge of the truth so that they can receive all the blessings that we receive by following the gospel, doing the things that the Lord wants us to do in our lives. I just invite you guys to always keep reading the Book of Mormon. I know that it's true. I know that it has a lot of strength for us. In these last days, there's a lot of problems and trials that we have to face. But if we can always keep the Lord first and always do the best to follow Him and the counsel that He gives us through His prophets, we'll be blessed. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be emailing you guys later today. So, love you guys. Ciao.